The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Bless you, my son. Bless you, my son.
In nome del Padre,
Figlio e Spirito Santo. Amen. Go on, my son. Hey, no, you know what? It's Ash Wednesday. Hey, you know what? I'm getting ashes. You're supposed to fast a little bit. It's a day of repentance. Lent starts today, and I'm jamming it down every non-Christian that it's our day. It's our time. Easter, when Jesus rose from the dead. Oh, Lord. It's so good morning. Joe on the air. I love that. You love that. Doesn't that fill you? It fills you with
calm.
With calm.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
God,
music.
The spirit of Jesus.
Yeah, that does not make me want to go to church, but it's beautiful music.
I'm going to get him there yet. 606 with Joe Piscopo.
I'm going to get my mother there after the conversation I had with her last night.
After Joe Piscopo on the radio, 606, and Big Frankie Five Barrels is here. And, you know, it's great to have you with us, and there's a lot to get into. But it is Lent. It's Lent, and it's Ash Wednesday, so we invite you to go out. And if you know, can I do this now? See, and I kind of have fun with it, and I always have fun teasing Al and everything. But I'm a God-fearing, church-going, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic. And I will be going to church, and I will be taking our ashes. And Ash Wednesday, it's officially known as Day of Ashes. It's a day of repentance when Christians confess their sins and profess their devotion to God. See, the agnostics and the atheists hate when I talk like this, and this is why. I just love to tell you about it. And listen, I'm a practicing Catholic, and I make no apologies for it. During a Mass, a priest places the ashes on a worshiper's head, I'm reading here, in the shape of a cross. The ceremony, which also can be performed by a minister or pastor, see, I wasn't aware of that, is meant to show that a person belongs to Jesus Christ, and it also represents a person's grief and mourning for their sins. The same sins that Christians believe Jesus gave his life for when he died on the cross. So there it is. So you're supposed to fast today. See, that I was not aware of. So after my French toast, I'm going to just fast and then go get ashes. Now I got to find out who gets ashes, when get ashes. We are right next to the Trinity Church, you know, glorious church. And there's people that's like ministers that stand outside and give people ashes. So they're right there. So then you go over and get ashes. But it's not Catholic. You know what I mean? It's not Catholic. So I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go find out what Catholic Church gives ashes, and we're going to do that. And if you've been away from the church, I invite you to, now is the time to embrace religion, really, because they're trying to take everything away from us, man. And we invite you just to go ahead and maybe visit the church if you've been gone for a while. Victor Davis Hanson is on the show. It's that's in the 6 o'clock hour, about half an hour from now. Senior fellow in military history at the Hoover Institute and author of the new book that the president just tweeted very positively about, The Case for Trump. Victor Davis Hanson, new book, and we're going to be one of his first interviews. I'm very excited to have Mr. Hanson with us. Regina Ajaya, what a great gal she is. Governor Christie's former chief of staff, president of the Garden State Initiative. It's a new New Jersey-based think tank. We're going to see about what went on with Governor Murphy's budget address. Oh, my Lord. More taxes? What a surprise. Steve Perillo. Mr. Perillo, the third-generation CEO of Perillo Tours and ItalyVacations.com. We're going to be talking about the upcoming trip to Italy. Where are we? I don't know if we have any more, you know, seats or openings, but Steve will give it, give us the complete breakdown in the 8 o'clock hour. Joe Borelli, who we love, he's an up and coming rising superstar on the political scene in New York. He's a minority whip of the New York City Council and a contributor to the Hill. Joe will join. Andrew Stein, too. You know, Andrew is former Manhattan Borough president, former president of the New York City Council himself, and head of Democrats for Trump. How about that? Patrick Buchanan. All right, former advisor to three presidents, three-time presidential candidate, syndicated columnist, best-selling author, and whose most recent book is Nixon's White House Wars, The Battles That Made and Broke a President and Divided America Forever. You think it's bad now. See, and it is. I get frustrated, you know, because of the divide, and I always say put aside the divide. But well, back then, in the Nixon years, I lived through it, man. It was very, very nasty. And if we went through that, we can go through anything. And if we recovered from that, by the way, we could recover from this. And Patrick Buchanan will be on in the 9 o'clock hour. It's great to have you with us. It's been, you know, I put a little, see, it's a gray thing. I wore a gray outfit and, I don't know why. I don't generally wear gray. I always like to be stark. See, if you're on radio and you believe something in your heart, you can't be marginal. You have to go hook, line, and sinker. This is what they always say. You have to believe, you go all in, all in. So gray is like kind of not all in. Usually I have black. Usually I have some, even if it's a brown, it's a hard brown with a hard striped tie. I'm talking fashion here. First, like, stay with me. But I got gray and pink. Then I start thinking, and my boomer sisters and brothers will remember. Remember pink and black, gray and pink? Weren't they the colors of the late 50s, early 60s like that? Yeah, I thought that was right. So I have like gray and pink. I feel like it's like 1962. Hey, anyway, so I'm here and we're locked and we're loaded and we're ready to go. So the president is slamming, reading here, investigations of the president, his administration, associates by the Democratic-led House. The president tweeted yesterday that Democratic committee chairman have gone stone-cold crazy. He argued that innocent people are being investigated. It said the House will get nothing done for the country. The Judiciary Committee sent the White House a massive request for documents this week. You know, everybody's been asked about that. Just unbelievable what's going on between Nadler and Schiff. I don't understand it, how it's going on. Now all of the... all you could see with Ocasio-Cortez and all the superstars of the party and Omar, yes, she is a superstar of the Democratic Party. The best of the Democratic Party are these new, you know, folks coming in, these new Congress women. And now, did Ocasio-Cortez misuse campaign funds? We're going to get into that because that's now alleged. And now they're starting to go after Omar and this congresswoman who is just so anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, she just doesn't get it. And she won't back down. They went after her, said they're going to try to, you know, you can't say keep her quiet or anything, but just try to tell her this, not to be anti-Semitic, but they're not going far enough. There should be a recall for this woman's election. That was in November. If Minnesota has any heart at all in that district, they would recall this girl because she's a racist, absolute racist. Sorry. Experts say North Korea is rebuilding rocket test site. I don't know what to believe anymore. This is what it is. You know, any news is going to be anti-administration, you know, anti-American, any news that comes in. So I'm reading this. Apparently it says, and I don't even know that I should tell you this. Security experts say North Korea appears to be rebuilding a key long-range rocket site after last month's, and then now they say failed summit. It wasn't a failed summit. That was a negotiated walk away by the president, and they used the word failed. You see, you got to be careful with these things. I see it right on all the everybody failed. No, not failed summit. Walked away. He walked away, and it's as we had a great chat with the great Ed Henry yesterday about it. This is the negotiation, and it's in play as we speak. Please don't call it a failed summit. The Center for Strategic and International Studies says recent satellite imagery shows rapid progress at a test site that was shut down last August. So I don't know what to believe. We'll get into it because, you know, I'll be honest with you. I just don't understand how they continue to go after the president in this regard, and then they will use that when at least he's reaching out to North Korea, and we'll see how that plays. Hey, so, oh, you know what I meant to talk about yesterday, and we didn't because we're local, we're live and local in New York here, and I'll think about Alabama. What the devastation. Did you see that? President Trump plans to visit Alabama this week for a look at the devastation caused by last weekend's deadly tornadoes. The president is scheduled to visit on Friday. Nearly two dozen people are reported dead after Sunday's devastating storms. Our hearts go out to the folks. Emergency officials are continuing search for more than a half a dozen people who are missing, and the president said he will join Alabama Governor Kay Ivey in a tour of some of the affected areas. So I hold in my hand, and our hearts go out to everyone. Heart-wrenching, because it wasn't expected down there in that area. They didn't even have any shelters they could have gone to. So we'll keep you posted on that as well. Hey, it's 14 after 6 o'clock. Yeah, so I hold in my hand the Constitution. I love it. I told you this yesterday. Really nice. It's got like the brown paper that looks, it's a replica of what the Constitution was written on. And then it's got a red, white, and blue little ribbon, a bow. And now I'm going to open it up because you know what happened, Frank. And good morning to you, Frankie.
Good morning, Joe.
You know what happened to me? My office got somewhat cleaned.
Oh, that's nice.
And Matt Sambolin. Thank you, Matt Sambolin.
Nice.
See, guys can't clean things, but Matt, as I said, Matt, we're guys. We'll never see what we will never see what women can see. They just know. Could you help me? And he helped me. It's now what I'm going to do. I'm going to unfurl this.
I'm offended by that remark.
But you know, you think it's clean. It's not. Guys think they clean. They don't. Look at
really?
This. Look how nice this is, Frank.
I'm offended by that remark.
All right, hold on. Let me see. Now, you know, I'm going to ask, and Dean, if I may, I would love to get the parameters of this, and I would like to post it. Look at it. Looks like it's a replica of
looks
the
looks great.
You know,
yeah.
It's something.
It
that
looks exactly like the one Nicolas Cage bought at the National Treasure that he
we'll
replaced.
Try to get the dimensions of it and go to Duane Reade when it opens and get a frame. Is that good? Can we do that? A cheesy frame like that? Is that all right?
Sure. It's your office. Do what you want. You're looking at me.
I got a flag up there. I think it's so time to believe in this country because there is a tear down in this country. What committee is Omar on? The finance?
The big one that she's being criticized for not being removed from is the Foreign Affairs Committee. Foreign Affairs Committee.
Why is she on this, and why won't they remove her from this?
You asked two very good questions. She could be removed.
Pelosi's got to remove her.
Now,
they don't have the courage to do it.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in defense of Representative Omar, is saying that, if we're going to do something about this, what about Mark Meadows' comments regarding what she said were white supremacist issues? Then we got to remove him. And then if we're going to remove...
I missed that. What did Meadows say about white supremacists?
She had a whole list of... She goes right back at them, right? The Republicans. So she brings out, the fact that Steve Scalise spoke before a white supremacist organization. She said that, where was the denunciation of Steve King's comments by the House Republicans? So, you could bet these three, Omar, Ocasio-Cortez, and Tlaib, they are pushing back every inch everyone is
and
pushing towards these guys.
What do you think the end game is, Frank?
I think they are going to pass this resolution today condemning anti-Semitism. Now, part of the pushback from Tlaib and Ilhan Omar has been to include a resolution condemning anti-Muslim bias as well. So I think now you're going to see a resolution condemning not just anti-Semitism,
and
but
how about
anti-Muslim
anti-Italian
bias? That is not in there yet.
I think we have to campaign for that.
There you go. We should have asked
anti-WASP.
If Jeff ran through that yesterday.
It's unbelievable. It's like, what is something, when she says something so derogatory toward...
I think your point is right on the money in that none of these resolutions mean anything. They're laws. Yeah, they're just, it's just a sense of the body.
Yeah, it's so very true. Frankie Five Boroughs, Big Al is here. Hey, it's cold outside. Maybe it's cold outside, but I have to tell you this. You got it. What I love about 21 degrees in New York. Yeah, 21 degrees. So I usually have my Nanook of the North jacket on. And I have, it's a big green thing. You've seen it. I've toasted it before. And I put the hood up. I got it. I would never buy a jacket like that because I'm too cheap. It was part of a swag bag that I got when I did that Mark Twain prize event with the great Eddie Murphy. And I was honored to be there. And then they gave out swag. Listen to me. A swag bag with that jacket in it. It was so cool. I would say, man, thanks, Ed. I would never buy that jacket, man. So it's like one of those really, really, Nordic kind of jackets that you could wear when it's zero. I forget to bring the jacket. So now I have my really kind of cheesy jacket that I got online for $99, you know, and I wear it's very thin, you know, but I may, you know what I said, I am so sick of the cold that it's not going to bother me. Do you see my mindset at my age? You see what I'm saying? It's like it's 13 degrees out in the boondocks, you know, where I live, and it's 21 degrees in New York. And I said, but when you walk down the street, like the great John Gambling told me, man, he said, man, when you walk down Broadway and you still keep coming to work in the morning to do morning radio, you really made it. So I'm walking down Broadway thinking of John Gambling, and it's true. It's the wind whipping down the boardwalk, whipping down Broadway. I made it. It was a mental state of mind.
Absolutely.
I said, bring it on. Frankie, I said, bring it on. I got this. We're going on the air. And wait till you see. This next year, the best is yet to come, baby.
Terrific.
We are putting the seatbelts on, and we're going for a heck of a ride. 19 after 6 o'clock, and Debbie is out there looking out for you always in the morning. Debbie, good morning to you, my dear.
I know, that wind, like, whipping between the buildings, right? It's like, you just feel it.
I know. I'm ready for the summer wind.
Oh, definitely.
Came blowing in. That's what I'm ready for, girl.
Without a doubt, I know. It's right around the corner, spring, right?
Yeah, but and then I walk two full city blocks, which, you know, in New York, and I walk, and I go, bring it on, baby. I got this, you know? What am I doing? Come on.
Oh, wakes you up, though, you know?
You know what it does. It gets you fired up. Hey, Deb, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you on this Ash Wednesday morning?
Good. Are you going? Did you find out where you're going, when you're going? I got to find out a church that's giving ashes. Because I don't just want... Some people are in the street, and they give ashes out, and I don't know if it's bogus or what it is. I have to go to a Catholic church.
On the
church.
Street?
Yeah.
Wait, on the street?
Yeah. There was a guy next door at the Trinity Church.
Well, okay, it's my Trinity.
Get your ashes here. Get your ashes. Here's your ashes. Your ashes. Yeah,
a member
ashes,
of the
right.
Clergy? Is he a member of the clergy? Or
I don't know.
Just some random guy.
In New York, you never know. Hey, your ashes, $20. Ashes right here. Not a problem.
Oh, man.
We're going to find out. Anyway, Deb, traffic-wise, 21 after 6 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. How you doing this morning, Deb, traffic-wise, my girl?
Let's see what's happening. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Ash Wednesday. Metered parking rules in effect. Inbound GWB 15 minutes in. Lincoln 20. Holland about 30 minutes into town already. The New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur, that's going to be busy northbound getting up toward 15W. Let's see what's happening here as you head over to the Cross Bronx West. Very busy out toward 3rd Avenue. The Grand Central Parkway East at Hoyt Avenue. That's a collision, one lane blocked in the westbound belt into Lefferts Boulevard. An accident over there as well. Still seeing some volume on the LIE West getting right out toward Jericho Turnpike. And on the New York State Thruway heading south at 14 into Spring Valley, a collision 287 east out by exit 1. It's an accident off on the shoulder. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 30, mostly cloudy tomorrow, high of 36. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? The vast majority of the population is on social media, shopping. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Tonight on AM 970, The Answer, a vital game for the Seton Hall Pirates as the Hall hosts Marquette at Prudential Center. Pre-game show at 6:20, opening tip 6:30 p.m. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher,
Live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio. It's cold, baby. Watch, it's cold outside. Can I say baby? Is it okay to say baby? I'm afraid to say anything. I called Debbie girl. I feel bad. Is that politically incorrect, Frankie? Can I say
yes.
My girl? My girl?
She's a woman.
My girl? My,
but,
my,
you know,
my woman?
I don't think you're,
my woman.
Well,
I got to be careful.
It's a little, yeah.
Babe,
like,
sweetheart, darling. Hey, darling. Thank you, sweetheart. If I say sweetheart one more time, I'm an old guy. Hey, sweetheart, thank you very much. Oh, it's like, oh, you're sexist. You sexist.
Thank you very much.
It's you.
Yeah,
now,
you
just want to
do
every Ash Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
We go through this ritual.
Yeah, you can't find out where ashes are.
You can't find.
Well, where are you going to go get ashes?
You are,
New York or
if
Jersey?
If you are a Catholic church, do me a favor and redo your whole website. And am I right or wrong? You go to a church's website.
Only if Jesus allows.
I've never seen a website that was put together by a Catholic church. Now, I'm looking at the church. I go locally. It looks like a very nice website. But what they don't understand is what you and I feel. It's everything but we need to know. I need the Mass. If it's Ash Wednesday, there should be a brand new update on the website, on the Catholic churches, because we need all the people that can go to church to go to church. And it should say, Ash Wednesday, ashes at this time, and services at this time. And you will call, I will call a Catholic church, and there will be a recording that's like 5 months old, you know. So after this, it's the fall, and welcome back.
Hello, I'm my son. You,
I want to hear that. I want to hear that. I want to hear update. I can't find, now I can't find a church.
Well, where are you getting ashes, New York or New Jersey?
Both.
Both?
Two for the price
of one. You only have to do
it
once. What's the matter with you? What do you think? They got to just drape it across my forehead? Let me put it, you know what?
I need
Father. On the left, I'm going to get the other one in Jersey and put it on the right.
So I will, this is the way I have to think. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. Listen to me.
Okay.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
So I'll go down the block. When do you go when people get ashes
no,
today?
It's not going to happen.
You walk down, you get
it's
ashes.
It's not going to happen.
Huh? Dust to dust, the whole thing, crossed
no.
on the head.
Nope.
All right. So, Frank, do you get ashes?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll go down the block, and then I'll get the ashes there. But then I got to make sure my kids get ashes, because I'm the only guy keeping religion alive. I think
right.
sometimes I'm the last guy on the planet. I'm the last of the Mohegans, you know, when it comes to religion. So then I got to find a church locally that will, and then I got to wrangle all the children, and I got to get them to get ashes, because it's Ash Wednesday today. I have no help in that regard. It's, I am on my own. So, and I'm not.
Your ex-wife won't take them to get ashes?
I
mean, it's, you know, you said you turned over a new leaf. Maybe she'll, you know.
You know what, like, now that's a good question. Now, look at you. Look at this guy.
Just
look,
saying.
Frankie, look who I'm taking advice from.
Exactly.
Frankie,
right?
he won't talk to your sister. However, that's a nice idea. I should say, I want to get the kid's ashes today. Let me try. I'll try it. I'll tweet it out.
Why not?
Text it out, rather.
Yeah.
And I'll just go, yes, ashes.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, maybe say, yes. Yeah. If she, what if she answers me, yes, dear? Oh, my God.
No, I don't. It's a yes or no. She's not going to add dear. That's not going to happen.
All right. So we missed you at the cigar bar yesterday.
Yeah, I missed my invitation.
You're always welcome.
Thank you.
I went with Big Bo. Big Bo.
No, I had a busy day.
Big Bo was just a great guy, and anyway. I'll tell you all when we get there. I have so much to tell you about that I can't really talk about now, but I will. I'm very, very excited about it. 6:27, and we all went and just had a little sit down, and they go to the cigar bar. What is it called? The Grand.
Is it the Grand Havana Room?
Yeah. So I went up there, and I don't mind the cigar. I will smoke a cigar now and then. But if it's outside, and give me a nice... And I need a light wuss cigar is what I have, Al, right? Look at he laughs.
He needs these conditions. Outside, fan blowing in the other direction to get the smoke out of there. In fact, when it touches my lips, I only want a hint of the smoke and then for it to disappear.
Throat,
yeah.
Inhale.
Like I'm going to put it in somebody else's and let them smoke
it's
it.
It's like smoking on film. Fake smoke is what I do. You know, you pretend. So that's what I went. So everybody.
It's one, it's not going to kill you.
But the whole room was full of smoke. It was like, I was like, oh my God.
Joe would be the guy who would walk in full suit and he'd have like a hazmat mask on or something.
Well, that's the thing.
Cigar bar.
Going to those places, even the Davidoff place around the corner from here, is even if they have the state of the art filtration systems, you end up stinking. Your clothes really do.
You can't do it. So I went and we had a great time. I talked. And then I did. Can I talk? Is this our intimate hour?
With a helmet on.
I broke a cigar.
What'd
you say, Joe? What?
Huh?
It was you. And then I gave my gym card out. Did you hear me tell you?
This story, you have to tell this story. This is a great story.
Forget about it.
Because now it's even worse. It's even worse now because you're not just giving your card out to people. It's not like you're giving a business card. You're giving them a free workout.
That's creepy.
Could it be any more forward?
Creepy old guy.
Let me give you my autograph. And
it wasn't me. It was not me. It was not me. Should I tell you what happened?
Well, might as well.
Frank, is anything breaking now?
No, you're good.
Okay. Hang on. We're there, and I can't.
Come on.
No. There was this one gal there that everybody kind of loves, right? And they said, and so my guys are busting the chops. Oh, Joe, you should be with that gal like that. And they go, so he called my buddy. Calls over the gal, Albert, calls over the gal. Hey, Joe has his gym. Has a gym now. How would you like a workout? Hmm. So I'm giving my gym card out.
Set the mood. Where was she from again?
She was Russian, I think. Oh, yeah, which is good. So that was good. So. I think her name was Pravda, actually. I think it was. I said, hey. But I'm not guilty. It wasn't me. It was my friend that did that. But only me.
But then you gave her a card.
But you know what's so funny, Frankie, you're talking about? Then I got to say, I'm looking at the clock. I got to get out of there.
Yeah,
should I potentially romance this Russian gal and have caviar and vodka with this gal? You know, but no. What did I do? I had to get ready, and I had to go ready. No one understands that you got to get up that hill. Stay there. You want a drink? You want to Does anyone know? Is there news? They have sports on. They don't have any news. At least I can watch the news.
Mr. Peacekeeper.
You know?
Huh? Yeah, you're exactly right.
How do you get out of it?
You just say you have to go. I mean, at times, it's especially when you have a Russian blonde, it's more difficult to leave than others.
Collusion. No collusion.
Did I use the word blonde any time in the discussion
you
with
did
Albert?
Not.
No.
You did not,
but was she blonde, though?
Yes, she was.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. I can tell based on your description.
Please. You know, one day I'll grow up.
But not anytime soon. Hey, if you want to hang out, here's my gym.
It wasn't me.
Would you like to come to New Jersey?
I couldn't do it. It was my friend. You know,
here's
you put
my
guys,
gym.
That's what I'm saying, guys. Guys together. Hey, Joe's got a gym. It's not a
great
bad pickup line. Huh?
No, it's a great pickup.
Joe's got a gym.
What do you mean you got a gym?
Want
to work out for free? Just mention my name. I will give you my autograph.
It was exactly like that, actually.
It is a slick move.
What does Nyet mean? Nyet.
No.
No, I'm only kidding. Nyet, you creepy greaseball.
So I see you're wearing Neil's flag cross. That's
Thank
nice.
You, Neil. Thank you, Neil. I am because it's Ash Wednesday.
That's very nice.
I am on a mission, Mr. Marano. Okay. I'm glad to be on Salem Media, let me tell you why. Because they believe in God and they preach God. And if you go to a board meeting at Salem Media, what do? They quote scripture at the board meeting. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, 100%
How
right.
cool is that in this day and age? And I am the guy that's going to drive it home. So when I say, and I talk to you listening because you're like family, and you know that I like to irritate really the people that because it's so anti-Christian out there. And now in the United States House of Representatives, anti-Jewish, they're anti-everything that we stand for. Mm. So I don't care what your heritage is, you know, wear it on your sleeve, in this case, on your lapel.
Very nice.
A little cross, a red, white, and blue cross that I'm going to have.
It's
because
nice.
It's Ash Wednesday.
It's nice.
I'm dragging out of the church.
Good.
You're not dragging me to church.
We leave at pretty much the same time, you know? Well, Al like leaves about 9:58. He's got his pack
no,
on. He's ready to... beer cast today? Is that why you're going to stick around?
No. Tomorrow I have an interview.
All right. Yeah. So I'm telling you, Big Al, I'm going to drag him down to church. We're going to get some ashes.
You're not going to drag me to church. I mean, what are you going to do, kicking and screaming? No, not touch me.
Like the omen?
Yeah.
With Gregory Peck?
No, oh my gosh, no.
No, coming to the church?
It's not going
to
happen. My mom is going today, though. She's going to get out there in the cold.
She's going to go.
Well, she said to me last night, she said, you better go get ashes,
you know,
Albert.
I'm surprised when we came in this morning, we didn't have ashes from Vinny Recuglia.
I wouldn't take those either.
I wasn't.
Who knows where they're from?
Not that I was disappointed, but I am a little. Because
I was a little perplexed.
You know why? Because you don't know the ashes. It could have been from a cremation.
Right, exactly.
Nothing
gives me greater glory than giving ashes to Al.
Yeah, in an envelope. In a white envelope, scroll down in pencil,
you
set their ashes.
Did you see a nail in it last year or something?
Yeah, it was a little creepy. It's a little creepy. There was an object in there that did not look like. Well, it looked like it came from a human body.
Okay,
but Not supposed to be.
I love you guys. Yeah. It's like catching up a half hour of insanity. We'll get into the news when we come back. I promise you.
We will?
Maybe not. Oh. I don't know. Right. But get your ashes at 6:33 with Joe on the radio. Love having you with us. And we got a great show. Despite what you're hearing this half hour, we're just having some fun and settling in. And we appreciate you being with us. And you can call anytime at 877-970-2999. Big Al Gattulo. God bless him. God bless Al. He's got the headline news for you.
Look at him. Really? Really?
I'm taking you to that Clark Church 7 o'clock on a Sunday night. You're gonna
keep saying it. I don't see it happening.
You should
check out my last tweet. It's not a pre-show approved tweet.
Oh, wait, did you do it before we went?
I've been tweeting all morning
before the air.
Yeah, you're not even paying attention.
Not during the air, right?
No, what's I did. I sent one out on the air.
What's the cross on your head?
It's that's the band Live. They're going back on tour this summer. Live and Bush.
You and Arthur.
PNC.
You and Arthur. You're gonna go out rock and roll.
He wants to go. Absolutely.
All right, man.
And Live is a very religious band. From York, Pennsylvania.
If you go to church, I will go to one of your concerts.
No, you're not going
to. I will go to the Seeger concert at PNC.
I'm not going to that concert.
Well, see,
tickets
see
are too much money.
Difficulty is
they won $136 for the last seat in the row. Get out of here.
I know a guy.
You sure?
If you go to church,
last time you knew a guy, but my ticket was absconded by a guy who used to work here.
What happened? It was.
Remember?
What?
I was supposed to go with you and Mike Lindell, and then a former employee of the
never
of the
showed up.
Yeah.
He never showed up.
Took the ticket, never showed up.
And then I saw him the next morning. I go, were you at the concert? Yeah, I was there. Yeah. Excuse me. The seat that was empty next to me, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So if you go to church, Al and Frankie, you document this?
Listen to this. If I go to church, he's going to go to a concert with me. Frank, what do you think is going to happen when he's supposed to go to the concert? I go to church with him, right?
Right.
And then he goes, and whatever concert you want to go to, we'll go. We make plans. I buy him a ticket, the whole thing. The hour before the show, I get the phone call. I gotta
work.
Pick up one of the kids. I gotta work. I can't make it, and I'm stuck holding the
cross
ticket.
On your,
he just went. Yeah. Nice to see you paying attention.
I was
to the
at
show.
The prison.
I mean, really?
I thought we were going to news.
Am I right? I mean, come on. Wow, I can't wait for that.
No, it's not new. Frank, I go to Frank when there's something worthy to talk about. Not that
right.
Crosses on your head. Yeah. Concerts. I tell you, church for a concert. Praise Jesus.
No, huh? I'm going to put this hat back on.
No, we can't even say that. Yeah, we can't. That's bad words. Hey, but anyway, Al, sir, do the news. We'll do the news. Yeah. You think about it. I'm just put that before
it's
you.
It's not a negotiation.
If you go to it's a negotiation.
You're not going to show up to the concert. That's the thing. He's going to pull up in a full suit. He's going to see me and my friends in a t-shirt and shorts, drinking beer and smoking cigars. He's going to go, I got to go.
I got
a kid to pick
where's
up somewhere.
Where's Seeger playing? PNC?
Yeah.
I'm there. What's the, do you have the date?
June 1st. Saturday, June 1st. Hmm. You're not going to see already the wheel.
Can I schedule something?
Yeah, I got to. Right. I'll do anything. You want me to come and sing at your gig? Four songs? No problem.
Rehearsing for my show.
Right.
Rehearsing for my birthday coming up. You know what? June 1st, I'll lock it. I not only will lock it
in. He's got a date at his gym. He's going to do a concert at the gym on that night.
With the Russian girl?
Yeah. Yeah. Not available. Yet.
I'm going to do
yes.
I know this book. Hey, look. I know this Russian. So listen, I will go.
Some things don't react well to bullets.
I'll take you there. Tickets on me if you go to church. Let me push it. Watch it, Frankie. I'm pushing it now. Look, you get ashes.
Get to the news?
You get ashes. No. You get ashes. You get ashes. You get ashes. All right. Like, all right.
He's threatening me now.
You get ashes.
You get ashes. You got to get ashes.
Seeger tickets for ashes.
Do you think God and Jesus would approve of that?
Yes.
You go get an ash?
Yes, I know. I know we got to go, Frank. Now Frank's waving his finger. I want to see the priest on your forehead going dust to dust, Bob Seeger to Bob Seeger on your head. Hollywood Nights, dust to dust. Think about it. Promise you think about it? Tickets for ashes.
News.
And news. Live and local, right on AM 970, The Answer. Bless you, myself.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
21 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news. First, here's what's going on. Governor Murphy saying the needs of middle-class families hold answers towards moving the state of New Jersey forward. Murphy presented his fiscal year 2020 budget yesterday in Trenton, announced plans to achieve more than $1 billion in sustainable savings while using targeted investments to fund schools, transportation, property tax relief, and social services. His planned budget moves include fulfilling pension commitments, cutting one-shot revenues, and reducing reliance on fund diversions. Murphy also says his administration is committed to protecting women's health, fighting the opioid epidemic, environmental preservation, and the legalization of recreational marijuana. Today is Ash Wednesday. If you haven't heard by now on this show, Catholics around the world are marking the beginning of Lent. Many Catholics will go to church to have a priest smear ashes on their forehead. The ashes symbolize mourning and penance. They also remind Catholics of their mortality. Many Christians give up something tangible for Lent, such as liquor or a favorite food. They may also reflect on their lives and decide whether to make changes. They try to purify themselves for Good Friday, which marks Christ's death on the cross, and for Easter Sunday, which celebrates his resurrection. In sports, Rangers shut out on 28 shots in a 1-0 loss at Dallas. Devils dropped a 2-1 shootout decision to the Blue Jackets. Giants letting star safety Landon Collins hit free agency. Big Blue elected not to use the franchise tag on the 25-year-old pro bowler. Collins started 59 games over the last four seasons and has 8 career interceptions. And Seton Hall hosts number 15 Marquette tonight. Pregame at 6:20, tip-off at 6:30. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970 The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules suspended for Ash Wednesday. Metered parking rules in effect. Over on the Deegan South in the 230s, it's an accident. We're still seeing some slowdowns on the Harlem River Drive south down toward the RFK Bridge and the Grand Central Parkway East at Hoyt Avenue. A collision there. It's kind of busy on the westbound Belton to Lefferts Boulevard. Accident taking one lane. LIE West building through Jericho Turnpike. More volume through Woodhaven Boulevard. 287 North exit 39 in Hanover. Looks like an accident blocking the left lane. And the Garden State Parkway northbound starting to build, getting up and over the Driscoll Bridge. Southbound New York State Thruway exit 14. Accident on the shoulder in Spring Valley. Then you're moving a little bit slowly, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, high today of about 30 degrees, and it looks like we'll see some sunny skies. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Hi, friends. Do you know what the number one thing is that will influence the markets up or down this year? Well, the CEO of Landmark Capital, my friend David Fisher, does. It's the Federal Reserve. They can cost you money or make you money. The determining factor could be as simple as owning gold. To help you with that, Landmark Capital is giving away a free gold coin minted in 1913, the same year the Federal Reserve was created. Gold has recently been moving up and is now poised to make a huge move. Call 844-604-2575. Call Landmark Capital today, 844-604-2575.
Oh, hi. I got it. I swear I got it. I think I found the ashes. I really did. You know what? We have a guest, and I'm going to move on right here, but I'll tell you about it when we come back. And I want to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn right now. Have you been yet? We are all going. We are picking a date on that as well. We're going to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand. And I keep telling you that it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Not just in Brooklyn, not just in New York. Al, we're going to you want to do the trivia question right now. All right, get ready. I know it's early, but get ready for this because it is time for the Michael's of Brooklyn Italian trivia question. You answer this, you know what you get? You know what you get? I'm talking to you. You get a full case, an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. All right, here is the question that Al has for you. And if you call us at 877-970-2999, you will win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, the best sauce anywhere. It's Michael's of Brooklyn in a jar. You're going to love it. Here's the question. Italy holds the Guinness World Record for having the most of these devices. Ooh, I think I know what the answer to that is. All right, I'm like, no, I don't know the answer. Italy holds the Guinness World Record for having the most of these devices. Frankie, do we have an approval on this question?
Yeah.
Not bad.
My concern is it might be a little vague.
A little vague. Well, I don't know. If you know the answer to the question, Italy holds the Guinness World Record for having the most of these devices. Give us a call, 877-970-2999. You win an entire case of Michael's or Brooklyn sauce. And if you don't get true on the lines today, hey, we're giving away one more case in an online contest. Just go to am970theanswer.com. Enter to win now. You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy since 1964.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
There it is. Seeger for Ashes. Stay tuned. I'm going to get Al. I'm getting Al to church today. 6:43 with Joe Piscopo. Victor Davis Hanson is a senior fellow in military history at the Hoover Institution and the author of the new book, The Case for Trump. Mr. Hanson, welcome to the show, sir. Great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, we're getting so silly this morning. You will now air some credibility to the program, sir. So we really appreciate it this morning. You know, hey, tell us about the book. The president likes the book, you heard, yes?
I think so. It's an analysis. I tried not to write a rah-rah, you know, pro-Trump book.
Understood. Sure.
Or hate Trump. It's an analysis of why he won, why he surprised people and did pretty well as president, has a pretty good record, and why he's probably going to get reelected. And I tried to cite as much evidence as I could and make the case that the first president without either military or political experience surprised a lot of people, and the agenda and strategy he had to get the nomination and beat Hillary against all odds, and same thing with his service so far.
You're an award-winning historian. What made you choose to focus on President Trump and his place in history, sir?
You know, my wife asked me that. Why would you want to have a book called The Case of Trump? I dedicated it to the deplorables and the irredeemables, and I thought that I wasn't sure how the book would end up, but I wanted to analyze Trump in a way that might explain why a lot of people voted for him, but people had not appreciated their intelligence or their savvy or their insight. And so the book basically is an argument that people in Ohio or Southern Michigan or Bakersfield knew what they were doing when they voted for him. And they were tired for a lot of reasons of the Republican establishment and the way that the Democratic Party was drifting. And ever since that election, if you look at where the Democratic Party is going in the Never Trump establishment, they were probably right in their initial assessments.
Well, you write that President Trump has already been one of the most successful presidents in history. How so?
Well, in the first 2 years, I just tried to be analytical, Joe. I mean, if you look at the number of judicial appointments, the quality of the judicial appointments.
Yes, sir.
That he's the first time since 2006 we've had 3% annualized growth. We had record minority unemployment, almost record peacetime unemployment. We're now the world's largest oil producer. We're producing 3 million barrels a day more oil than we did just 2 years ago. We're the world's largest natural gas producer. If you look at deregulation, he's allowing people who really didn't have a job opportunity to be leverage their employers. So if you're a poor white laid-off lathe worker in Ohio, you're an African-American inner-city worker in, you know, Flint, Michigan, or you're a Hispanic guy in Tulare, California, the employer needs you now. And he was the first person to say, you know, I'm okay with immigration, legal, maybe measured, diverse, and meritocratic, but not open borders, massive unassimilation, non-diverse, which hurts the poor most of all. And I think finally he made the argument that there's an out-of-touch elite that came out like bandits on the coast through globalization, but just because they did doesn't give them the intellectual, cultural, or ethical authority to start assuming certain things about the people in the middle that the Rust Belt was done, that workers were all on meth heads, that you could never reindustrialize America, that these people were clingers or crazies. And so I think all of that in 2 years was quite an accomplishment.
Victor,
I'm not even talking about foreign policy.
Yeah, which I want to get into, 6:48 Piscopo with Victor Davis Hanson. The name of the book is The Case for Trump. This is, Mr. Hanson, this is just so exhilarating to see someone actually have the courage to write a book like this, because every morning I got to go on the air, and I'm not, and I think you're the same way, and your wife probably agrees. You're not idolizing anybody. This isn't hero worship. This is an objective and a pragmatic look at the president of the United States. Correct, sir?
Yes, that's what I try to do. I've never met him. I've never been to the White House. I don't want a job. I didn't really need to write a book about Trump, given the hostility people incur when they support what he's doing. But
yeah.
When I look at the world now, and I look at the world 2 years ago, I think we're a lot better shape vis-a-vis the Paris Accord or the Iran deal or China or even North Korea. And yet people think that everything's falling apart. So it needed analysis without the hatred of Trump, passion.
And you, and again, you're an award-winning historian, Victor Davis Hanson, to you listening, a senior fellow in military history at the Hoover Institution. So this is a very credible book called The Case for Trump. And in the book, Mr. Hanson, you spent some time chronicling the campaign as well as his presidency. Explain to us in a historical context, if you would, sir, how remarkable his win really was.
Well, as I said, we've never had a person who'd never been in the military or held any political office. We've had generals, but never somebody without any of either of those backgrounds. And then he looked at this agenda of, you know, close the borders, bring back industry, mm-hmm. fair, not free trade, and massive energy production. And boy, that was targeted for about 9 states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Ohio. And people said, you know, you can't win those states. Obama was won. And then they said, you know, you Republicans, you haven't won the popular vote mm-hmm. In 4 out of the last 5 elections. You haven't won 51% since George H.W. Bush in 1988. They just didn't nominate resonating candidates. And so he had, I think the night of the election, the New York Times said he had 8% chance of winning.
Right.
And yet he won because that agenda was, he understood there were disaffected people that would come out for the first time in 20 years and vote for someone that that resonated with him. And he was authentic, Joe. Yeah. I don't think Trump would have worn camouflage and went duck hunting like Kerry did, or change his accent like Hillary did.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Yeah, but or like
he sounds like he's from the Queens. He looks out of place at the Indiana State Fair.
Yeah,
there's a guy with a Queens accent and a suit on, and he did that everywhere. So people said, you know what?
Great observation.
The guy looks kind of strange.
Great observation.
But he doesn't change.
Yes, sir. Not like a like Dukakis with the helmet in the tank. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No, not at all. Or yeah. Obama with a fake black accent in the inner city.
Oh, man. Victor Davis Hanson, you ain't getting on CNN, brother, are you? Are you going to be?
No, I don't think so. But he did. What I meant was Obama did do that. He faked an accent.
No.
He accentuated
absolutely.
One. So did Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, exactly. And Al Gore as well, who turned into a preacher when he went to the churches,
and
right?
Joe Biden.
Yeah, it's so
Joe
true.
Biden put you all in chains, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This is great. You know, do you have other media set up today, Mr. Hanson? Do you have other television?
Yeah, I do. But
you can't. MSNBC will never put you on. Yeah, and you're talking very objectively, by the way. Are you going to any of the mainstream media sites by chance?
Yeah, I am.
We got to watch.
I guess they don't call Fox News. I do, but
yeah.
The left doesn't feel it's mainstream. But, the New York Times is angry at the book, and they're writing something negative about it.
Of course. Of course.
And then New Yorker and all that.
But you know what?
I don't really care. I'm 65, and I've written enough in my life. I live on a farm out in the middle of nowhere. I don't have anything I really want.
You know what?
After the establishment.
You,
I don't really care. I really wanted to write this book, though, about to give a different view of Trump.
And thank you for that, because we there's tens of millions of Americans who feel exactly the way you do, Victor Davis Hanson. The name of the book is The Case for Trump. What an inspiring conversation, Mr. Hanson. Will you please come back soon? I'd love to talk to you maybe next week after you do the media tour. I'm dying to hear about it. Victor, thank you for joining us, my friend. God bless you. Godspeed and all the very best. And thanks for joining us this morning, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. The Case for Trump. Google it. Come on. We got to buy it. You got to buy Victor Davis Hanson. The Case for Trump. Debbie, how about that? I'm loving that. There's positive and objective. 6:53. Yeah. Oh, Al's twirling that finger. Deb, okay. How are we doing traffic-wise?
It's busy on the Cross Bronx, Joe, west at Rosedale Ave. It's a disabled bus in the Deegan South in the 230s. An accident over there. Heading to the inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 25, Holland about 40. Alternate side suspended for Ash Wednesday. Metered rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I drive Lyft, and every once in a while I just mention this, and I say, you know, I can only speak for me. I can't say how it's going to make somebody else feel, but for me, this has been the single biggest change for me for anything that I've taken. I've tried, you know, smoothie diets and all kinds of stuff, but this really seems to work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by using discount code THEANSWER. The price of fruits and vegetables is going up. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine mixing with some clouds today, blustery and very cold, high 28 with wind chills single digits and teens. Partly cloudy, breezy, and quite cold tonight, low 18 in Midtown, 8 to 12 in the coldest areas of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Intervals of clouds and sun, breezy and cold tomorrow, high 33. For Friday, some sun followed by increasing clouds, cold, high 36. AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
This is so much fun. And forgive me, 6:56 with Joe on the radio. You know, we do have a radio show coming up. And thank you, Victor Davis Hanson. I'll be plugging this book, The Case for Trump. That guy was great. Thank you, Frankie. Thank you. This is a guy, a fellow in military history at the Hoover Institution, author of that book, The Case for Trump, an award-winning historian. We want to check that out. You know, it's like he didn't want to write. He just wrote it because it's pragmatic. And now he's going on Fox, I guess. Will he go on ABC, NBC? I bet you they won't even have the gentleman
on. Yeah, that's a good
on.
Question. I don't know.
Great conversation. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Frank. Thank you. That is a great guest. I appreciate it, especially since we got so silly this morning. There's so much to get into. First of all, I got to tell you, because we never answered the question from Michael's of Brooklyn. We always throw it out there, and then we forget about it. Did we have a winner?
We do not have a winner.
All right. Italy holds the Guinness World Record for having the most of these devices, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, because you can win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, 877-970-2999. I'm holding this. Dean, we didn't get a winner yet? No winner? Okay, no witness. This is huge. It's a first. What's the cynicism? Look at you.
The question's too vague. You know what a trivia question
is? It's a good question.
How is it vague? First of all, you've had 10 minutes now. You could have looked it up.
Well, no, but that's cheating.
Go ahead.
You know what a trivia question is?
What would that be?
Who's the first president of Italy? That's a trivia question. It's specific.
Chester A.
It's
Arthur.
Got can one answer.
That's cheating.
Garibaldi.
No, I don't know the answer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But that's an example of a trick.
He's unbelievable.
Huh?
It's cheating. You don't think people look up the... No, what I'm saying is you don't think if somebody doesn't get an answer within 5 minutes, they're not looking it up online?
But usually it's an easier question, like, you know, Italy is in what continent?
Fine, how do you spell pasta?
That would be great. No, but you got to give the guy credit.
Spell
that was
Fusilli.
Devices? I have no idea what that would. I saw the answer, and I know what the answer is. Mm. But we have an entire case waiting, and an online, am970answer.com.
Vote on the tweet.
I think you did good.
I appreciate it.
And now I'm going to tweet something out. If you go to @Jersey Joe Piscopo, you're going to love this. You're going to love it. Only Al. We've authorized Al
show
to tweet.
Tweet.
This is a cohesive tweet, right? And I'm going to put it right out there momentarily, and then you can answer Al's tweet. Joe Borelli on the show. Mr. Steve Perilla, Mr. Italy himself. He'll know the answer to this question. And Piscopo in the Morning with Alan, Frank, and Debbie. So happy to have you with us, and we are coming right back at you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.